Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. Welcome to the show this weekend, friends. I've got a very, very special show. We're about to kick off a really exciting series. However, before we do that, because time is of the essence, we've got a great event happening in just a couple of weekends here in the Flathead, supporting a very noble cause, a very big cause in the Flathead that I'm very pleased to be a part of. And before I get to that, before I pull back the curtain and bring my special guest to the show, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy and Nick Marengo, REMAX Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So friends, there is a very powerful event happening in just a couple of weekends to benefit a very noble cause here in the Flathead that kicked off just a couple of years ago. And I know that I've had my friends on the show to talk about this. However, I'm really pleased to bring to the studio for the first time, Tanya Horn, Executive Director with the Flathead Warming Center. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
So for those of you who drive Meridian, you've probably seen this this old building get revamped. It's been remodeled. It's been reconstructed. It's got a new name to it. And really what's going on here is it's a low barrier shelter for the homeless community in our valley.
Absolutely. The Flathead Warming Center there on Meridian. We went from a car garage to a shelter, sheltering folks.
In fact, I remember when I had Bethany on the show, that was the question, was how long has this effort been going on? And to my surprise, it was longer than that building. You know, that building is just an extension of the effort.
Yes.
And so
we started out in a basement of a church.
Yeah. And then, and here you are now with the, what used to be, I believe, a auto repair shop, or it was like a mechanic shop or a big building, right?
Yes.
On Meridian. And now you, that you have a season that starts in what, October?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
And it carries us through the cold months, and you, provide shelter for how many people now?
Last winter, we served 349, and that is up from the winter prior, which was 207.
Yeah. So the reason why I am honored to have this effort and highlight these efforts on the show here, the Flathead Home Show, is because this actually is in our community. This is actually an extension of homes. This is just in a manner that we may not talk about enough. And this is why it's important, friends, that we do have this conversation, because this is affecting each and every one of us. And certainly the individuals that call the Warming Center their home for the night.
You are absolutely correct. Homelessness is a crisis in our community, mm-hmm. but especially a crisis to the individual and family experiencing homelessness.
I know that this show is no stranger to the Samaritan House. It's no stranger to the Habitat for Humanity efforts here in the Flathead. And both of those leaders have at times shared with me this sentiment. And that is that for most people, most Americans, we're really only one paycheck away from homelessness. This isn't a far-reaching concept or an isolated element of our community. This is actually right in front of us. And you and I were talking before the show started about how maybe for some of us this is becoming more visible because we've been reconstructing our rail systems and our pathways and our walking trails. And so as a result, this becomes a traffic pattern. And maybe for some of us this is more visible. The point is though, as you illustrated, this is dramatically affecting the individual.
Absolutely, in our entire community. I think we're all seeing it. I think we're all feeling it.
Yeah.
And you know, by every meaningful measure, homelessness is an issue that proves to be more costly to ignore than it does to address.
Yeah. So the Warming Center, for those of you who are just tuning in and just hearing of this effort, and for those of you who you've clearly driven past it, you've gone by and you're wondering, what's that all about? A low barrier homeless shelter means there's really no questions asked.
It means come as you are, absolutely.
Yeah.
We may be low barrier, but we're not low standard.
Sure.
And so anyone can come in, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we make their expectations known for staying. And it's amazing when you're a last resort, we're very much a last resort for people.
Yeah.
Their understanding of the expectations, how, and the community that we build inside the Warming Center, that's what changes everything.
That's wonderful. So let me picture this real quick. This is an opportunity for somebody to come in. At what time? What time in the evening?
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock, and then they check out at
10 a.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. And there's access to water and showers and a bed, of course.
Absolutely. When we remodeled, we added showers and laundry. There's resources. We bring resources into the warming center to help folks, like job service comes
sure.
in. Shepherd's Hand Medical Clinic comes into the warming center, mm-hmm. Providing those services right where people are. Very important.
I remember the grand opening, and I remember there was an effort. In fact, you had asked me to speak at that or MC at that.
Yes.
And that was a great honor. And I had no clue of the magnitude of this effort. And I remember reading through the material, and I thought, there's an opportunity to sponsor this via a locker. Like you can buy a locker. And so today, my wife and I are the proud sponsors of locker number 44 right there at the Warming Center. And
that's right.
And I saw that the other day when I came in and chatted with you, and I thought, wow, this is really, really cool.
It's a great way for every individual that comes in to see that they have the community support.
Somebody there loves them.
That is so important because
we
are community funded, but it's much more than just the funding.
Yeah.
It's a support. And our motto is that we take care of each other in the Flathead.
That's wonderful.
And there's all different ways of doing that, but that means a lot. It brings hope.
Well, you can't say funded without saying fun. And I want to talk about a very fun event that you have planned to support the Warming Center right here in the Flathead, happening in just a couple of weekends. However, Tanya and listeners, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about this event happening in just a couple of weekends. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio, Tanya Horn, Executive Director of the Flathead Warming Center. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Executive Director of the Flathead Warming Center, Tanya Horn. A couple of weekends from now, we're going to be having some fun, all in support of the Flathead Warming Center.
Absolutely.
You and your crew have put together a fantastic idea. So Dancing with the Stars is a TV show that clearly everybody knows about. It's kind of fun to watch. And you thought to yourself, you thought with your crew, how can we do this on a local level and support the Flathead Warming Center? So, drum roll, please, in a couple weekends, we're going to be, we have Souls of the Flathead, S-O-L-E-S, Souls of the Flathead, Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. And we say that it's going to be a spectacular event, and we don't say spectacular lightly.
Yeah, I love it. So this is going to be awesome. And you've got some local celebrities that are going to be dancing. Break this down for us real quick, Tanya.
Well, we first have to talk about our MC for the night.
Oh, stop it.
That's guy. Right. Justin Mecha, that guy. Absolutely. He's pulling it all together with a lot of excitement. But we have a lot of celebrities, and we are super excited. I would love to announce them.
Let's do it.
Okay, absolutely. We are so excited to have we've got the sheriff, the Flathead Sheriff, Hino.
Love it.
Yes, we have the Kalispell Police Chief, Doug Overman. We have Flathead County Attorney, Travis Honor.
So they're dancing.
They are dancing, yes.
Matt, can you believe that? We're going to watch Sheriff Hano dance, and you get to vote for him?
Absolutely.
Or vote against him?
Oh, absolutely. And they are dancing most are dancing with their spouses.
Okay, wonderful.
Now, Travis Honor is dancing with his daughters.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So that will be a special moment. And, you know, we have Travis Honor, the Flathead County Attorney. We have the public defender, Nick Amesager.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
love
we have
it.
David Boy, and he is the...
With Black Diamond Mortgage.
With Black Diamond Mortgage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. So, they dance, and they're getting coached right now, aren't they?
They are. They're practicing.
They're
a little nervous.
I would be.
And very competitive is what I'm finding, you know.
Here's a little secret. The reason why I chose to be the MC is so that I don't have to dance.
Oh, okay.
Because I have two left feet when it comes to dancing, and they're both broken, so.
Oh, I think by the end of the evening, we're all going to dance.
I think so. That's awesome. So, What a great lineup and what an awesome event for us to just have a lot of fun with. And how do we do this? How do we join or how do we buy tickets? What happens?
Well, tickets are going fast, okay, but sure. There's still a chance. I want to encourage everyone to go to flatheadwarmingcenter.org, and that's where you purchase your ticket. There'll be a pop-up and you press on that and it'll come up, but you got to do it really fast because now, we plan on selling out 400 tickets.
When is this happening?
September 23rd, the okay. evening, Friday evening, September 23rd, 6 o'clock p.m. It's going to be a red carpet event.
Cool.
Lots of photography. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a very nice dinner. It's going to be spectacular.
The evening of the 23rd. So that's just a couple weekends from now. And that's at the Hilton Garden Inn, right?
Yes.
Flatheadwarmingcenter.org to grab your tickets and to learn more about this fun event. And I suspect that this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Yearly, absolutely. Yeah. So who knows who might be asked next to dance? You just never know.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, what are you doing next year? I love it. So what a great way to show up, support your community, become aware of the efforts of the Flathead Warming Center, and have a lot of fun. Why Souls of the Flathead?
Have you heard of Forrest Gump?
I have heard of that guy.
Okay. Well, yeah. That guy says, Mama always says you can tell a lot about a man by his shoes, mm-hmm. where he's going, where he's been. And so we've taken that and we have turned that into a video that was going to debut at the event called yes. Souls of the Flathead.
Oh, wonderful.
So Souls of the Flathead, Dancing with the Stars, because it's not just about the individuals that we serve. It's about all of us, the whole community, our soul of the community.
Yeah.
And we're super excited to all come together for a great cause.
You know, when you were putting this together and you were getting the celebrities, the local celebrities, the local true servants of our community, these are all individuals that serve our community in some way or fashion. And now they get to just put on a good show for us. What I like about the construct or how this show is working is you get to vote often.
Yes.
So unlike the ballot box in November, where you're only supposed to vote once, friends, this time you get to vote often, like vote many times, because the dancer or the couple that raises the most will obviously win. However, the point is to go right back into helping out those who are very much in need inside of our community, because as you said, the Flathead serves itself, right? What is your motto?
Our motto is we take care of each other in the Flathead.
We take care of each other in the
and
Flathead.
And our celebrities truly understand that. And they yeah. are really stepping outside of their comfort zone and their box to do this because they understand the importance in our community. And we're so grateful. But the true celebrity out of every couple is definitely their spouse.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes.
I totally believe that. So listen, the Flathead Warming Center, so flatheadwarmingcenter.org. Grab
yes.
your tickets. This is happening a couple weekends from now, September 22nd, right?
23rd.
Okay. September 23rd, right there at the Hilton Garden Inn, the flatheadwarmingcenter.org.
Souls of the Flathead, Dancing with the Stars. Come join us.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Thank you so much, Tanya, for your efforts, and thank you for keeping people warm and doing that really well. Hey, friends in the Flathead, be well, be safe, have fun, and of course, as always,
welcome home.